Best drug disposal.
That is completely serendipitous. I had no clue that that was going to be coming up. Jeffrey Johnson and Steve Grant joining me next on the WMT Morning Show. You know Jeff from Premier Investments of Iowa. He's got a new nonprofit organization that he has put together, of which I'm pleased to be on the board. Jeff, I heard that. I had chills run right up my skin, goosebumps, because that's one of the things we're talking about today, opioid addiction and the use. You're introducing us to Steve Grant today, and I want you to tell me a little bit about how you found Steve.
Yeah, it's just like we do a lot of people today. I kind of came across him on social media. Being an obsessive reader at this point in my life, I ran across his book. It's called Don't Forget Me, A Lifeline of Hope for Those Touched by Substance Abuse and Addiction. Mm-hmm. And what just amazed me was that Steve lost both of his only two boys to overdose. And it was prior to the opioid epidemic becoming a household name. And so I was really intrigued how he was able to turn all this with his foundation and his money that he's raised. And I was quite in awe of what he did. So I reached out to him, talked to him on the phone, and here we are. And I'm honored to have introduced him on the show. And Steve, it's all yours.
Well, it's great to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity to take a few minutes to talk about Kristen Kelly's Hope and about the book called Don't Forget Me. And it's doing well, and it's a great book for many people. Unfortunately, people like Jeff and I who've lost children can read it and understand it. But more importantly, it's for families that have an 8, 10, and 12-year-old kids, and they want to understand how this could occur in a very mainstream family, or any family for that matter.
And for you, I mean, the double the loss, it's remarkable. Explain to me that. I mean, I know from Jeff explaining Seth, his son's story. Tell me a little bit about the story of your children. Was this something where there were opioids in the home because somebody had some sort of a surgery, painkillers? Was this something? Everybody wonders about this, especially when you look at just average, normal American families like yours and like mine and Jeff's.
No, you know, it's my first son, Christopher, was a gifted athlete. Uh-huh. He was a beautiful boy. He looked in the mirror, and unfortunately, he saw somebody else. I think he suffered from low self-esteem and low self-worth, even though he was very popular, again, a very good athlete, but began to use, his life began to be controlled by marijuana and alcohol at age 14. And he was more of this classic one that you hear about and read about, and I have so many people around the country that say, boy, when you talk about your son, Christopher, you're talking about my son or my daughter. Mm. He went to five rehabs. You know, every time he did, he came back better, but he relapsed. And you know, eventually we did everything. And everything that happens to a family with an addicted child basically happened to us. Divorced after 25 years, financial issues. Everything that goes along with it that I read about, that I said, this is never going to happen to me. And it happened to me, and ultimately he died of a methadone and cocaine overdose, and I found him in our house. His brother, 5 years later in 2010, Christopher died in 2005. Christopher Kelly was very different. He had an addiction for 8 months to my surprise, of heroin. And it was an eight-month ordeal, and found him in his apartment, also dead of a heroin overdose. He had stopped using for about 2 months and couldn't resist the temptation. Told a friend that he was feeling a little jonesy that night. Yeah. And do you have any Suboxone? And the person didn't know what Suboxone was. So I found him the next day, unfortunately. You know, Doug, my kids were ahead of their time. In 2005, when Christopher died, I didn't know anybody who had died of a drug overdose. Mm-hmm. In 2010, I didn't know anyone other than his brother. But today, I can look in the paper once a week and can figure out somebody died of a drug overdose.
Oh, yeah. And it's remarkable because there are so many people now that I know whose family members have died of drug overdoses, opioid overdoses. Don't Forget Me is the name of the book, A Lifeline of Hope for Those Touched by Substance Abuse. and addiction. Steve Grant joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. Quickly, tell me about what you're doing as far as the book and trying to get out information. Then I'm going to turn over to Jeff real quick and the new effort he has.
Yeah, one of the great things that happened, the book came out on February the 4th, and it was published by a New York publisher and immediately did very, very well. Actually, there was a beautiful article in the Wall Street Journal about me and about what happened to me, and then a follow-up article about 2 weeks later, and that caused a great deal of momentum for the book. And then, of course, COVID-19 hit, and it's affected that, but we'll get through that. This problem still exists, unfortunately. It's just right now we don't want to talk about anything other than a virus while this is still going on.
Yeah, well, the problem is we have to, and that's why we're talking about it here. It's critical that we do this because this kind of stuff disappears, gets covered up, and all of a sudden people forget about it, and it's just going to – it's that tiger lurking underneath the floor of the forest.
Well, you're already hearing about the uptick in people that are relapsed, people that have died of drug overdoses, people who have committed suicide during this. Suicides are way up. So, you know, you can't forget that 72,000 people died last year of accidental drug overdoses.
Right. Jeff Johnston, he is the head of a new nonprofit that is out there. It's 501c3, and we're going to invite you in here real quick. This is something on the heels of your son Seth's addiction and overdose and his death, and the fundraising that between you and Ian and your family members you've put together over the years. You wanted to take it a step further.
Yeah, we lost Seth, our oldest, on October 4th, 2016, from a heroin overdose laced with fentanyl. And just recently we formed the Choices Network, which is our nonprofit 501c3, which you are an honorary board member, which I want to thank you for that, Doug.
Thank you.
But what made me want to reach out to Steve is I was about a month into writing my book. It's called This One's for You, An Inspirational Journey Through Addiction, Death, and Meaning, and it's going to be coming out on September 1st. So we're about 90 days away from the pre-launch and getting the book ready to go out. I ran across Steve's story, and I said, I have to talk to this guy. I mean, my story is compelling, but I still have two more boys. Two of our three are still alive. He lost both of his, and I said, I have to talk to this guy. There's something in his story that's inspirational to even someone like me that has lost a child. And so he is my inspiration and hope, and I had to get him on the show here and talk about his book because coming out with a book in the middle of COVID is a challenge for Steve. But I know him. He's been through challenges. Mm-hmm. This will be nothing.
Exactly. The book's called Don't Forget Me, A Lifeline of Hope for Those Touched by Substance Abuse and Addiction. You can find it on Amazon.com. As a matter of fact, with the information that I put up later today on the podcast for this, I'm going to put up the link to that page so that you can go out there and purchase it. Hey, Steve, incredibly sorry for the loss of your children, the loss of so much of your life through the divorce and the financial, but it sounds like you are an incredibly strong human being, and you are, if you're an example for Jeff, a light for him, then you can be a light for a lot of people. Thanks for continuing to do this.
Thanks for having me, Doug, and I'm excited, Jeff, about your book and about your foundation.
We'll talk more about
that. Thank you. I'm excited as well. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in the near future here on News Radio 600 WMT and the Morning Show. Don't forget, there are things like this that are going on underneath the miasma of coronavirus pandemic, and we need to keep our eyes on them. Stay focused on the things like our children that are incredibly critical to us here on the WMT Morning Show with Jeffrey Johnson.